76 today.
A Pennsylvania woman has been accused of recruiting jihadists and doing it all online. Shocking, isn't it? An Ohio State janitor kills a coworker and himself, and it had to do with a job performance review, or at least that's what the investigators say. And a California jury is recommending death for a serial killer. Did you hear about this one? Ooh, ugly, ugly details. Much more will unfold during this hour of America tonight. Wherever you are, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between, a big shout-out to all of you. And right here from the top, this is my daily salute to some of the guys in, everybody, actually, in Iraq and Afghanistan. And Mark Raymore, he and maybe some of his crew listening to us in Kirkuk, I think is how you say it, or Kirkuk, Iraq. Thank you so much, and bravo to you guys for doing the fine jobs that you do in your particular areas. So, yeah.
USA! USA! USA!
Yep. Thanks, Mark. Mark is a is definitely also very an opinionated listener, and he's good. I've read some of the stuff. I've read some of his stuff on his Facebook, too, and it's terrific. All right, so we move from that to currently what's gnawing at us right here from the get-go. And, of course, it's always going to be a stop somewhere on the wheel called America tonight to talk about health care. This is how it sounded earlier in the day. Howard Dean, the former man, former governor of Vermont, guy who ran for president, and former DNC chairman. He was part of a big health care rally. Check this out.
Governor Dean, what do we want?
Healthcare.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Healthcare.
When do we want it?
Now.
Healthcare for America?
Now.
This is a vote about one thing. Are you for the insurance companies or are you for the American people? Let's have a vote right now and see. Are you for the insurance companies or for you? Are you for the American people?
Healthcare for America now! Healthcare for America now! Healthcare for America! What do we want? When do we want it?
That's what this vote is about. This bill has already passed the Senate by a large majority. This bill has passed the House. We need a final vote. The president is right. We deserve, the American people deserve a final vote. Let's see who we stand with here.
All right, health care now. That's what the crowd was shouting. And remember, the current version of what's being proposed doesn't include the so-called public option. However, there are other aspects to it that would include others in healthcare, like the co-ops that they were talking about in some of the language in the bills, and also the idea that if you didn't get healthcare, you could be, because this isn't completely evaporated from the conversation, you could be fined. So you may be fined for it. I mean, I'm not going to just keep beating this drum. You know how I feel about health care. Do we need health care reform? I think every single person listening is going to say, of course we need health care reform. Do we want our fellow brothers and sisters to fall dead down in the dirt? No. But at what cost do we want ridiculous legislation? We don't want that either. Legislation that none of us can live with, whether you're poor, middle class, well, we still have the middle class, or filthy, stinking rich. So, bottom line is pre-existing conditions, that's got to go. And all of us agree on that. I think it'd be a mistake with some of the loose language that is being proposed to see this sail all the way through. You might have some different thoughts on this, or you might agree. You can always share them with us at ATN 800-259-5791. All right, I mentioned this when we cracked open the mic at the top, and there's a woman in Philadelphia. They're calling her Jihad Jane. And she says she was desperate to do something to help suffering Muslims who have been accused of using the internet to recruit jihadist fighters and help terrorists overseas. And, you know, here's the deal with this. This goes to the linking of different groups and how dangerous, I mean, beyond dangerous it can be. And this case shows how terror groups are looking to suck in some Americans who would be vulnerable to carry out whatever the goals are, and she's the perfect example. So a federal indictment charge, or several charges, have been thrown at Colleen LaRose, or LaRosa, actually, who called herself Jihad Jane and Fatima LaRosa online. She agreed to kill a Swedish artist on orders from unnamed terrorists and traveled to Europe to carry out the killing. That's what she was going to do. And nobody knows what happened if she followed all the way through on the murder, whether or not she actually did that. And the Department of Justice is being pretty tight-lipped about all the details of it. They're not confirming that the case is, in fact, related to a group of people arrested in Ireland earlier in the week on suspicion of plotting against the Swedish artist Lars Vilks, who depicted the Prophet Muhammad with the body of a dog. But apparently she had targeted him and had online discussions about her plans with a couple of other suspects that were picked up in Ireland in the same case. So, you know, I saw a picture of her. You look at the picture, looks nothing like you would possibly think of as a normal jihadist, okay? Nothing at all. And apparently they liked her, they being those that were recruiting her over the internet, because she had blonde hair, blue eyes, and they thought her appearance would help her move pretty easily in Sweden to carry out the attack. Man, and this goes back a while, like a year, I guess. There was an online message to other co-conspirators. They've got all of her emails. And she says that her physical appearance would allow her to blend in, and she could achieve, and this is a quote from one of her emails, she would be able to achieve what is in her heart. She converted to Islam, actively recruited others, including at least one other American, and her online messages expressed definite willingness to become a martyr and her impatience to take action. And this is, to me, this is scary stuff, because how many other would-be jihadists are floating out there who are being recruited right under our noses? How many of these possible links to terrorism of just good old American man, woman, whatever, disenchanted with the government, how are they reaching out to grab these people? And like I said, she said she was desperate to do something somehow to help ease the suffering of Muslims. Yikes. 800-259-5791. Hang through.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Hi, this is Peter Krasnobel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. The multiple federal stimulus packages have been an utter failure, unless you're an executive for AIG, large banking, or investment institution. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? People like you and I can't go to Washington for a bailout. Having your hard-earned money in the stock market or any other related paper asset is a lose-lose proposition. Lose on your capital investment, and when you cash out, you're paid in the dollar that is losing value every day. One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Krasnobel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Krasnobel, 800-686-2237, extension 108.
You just might be only a few meals away from anarchy. Look at the recent world events and even the economic crisis. The time to prepare yourself and your family is now. 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 For 1 week only, Ready Made Resources offers all GCN listeners 25% off on all Mountain House case lots. And that includes free shipping. Go to readymaderesources.com to see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods in a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals. Yes, there is a catch. This 25% off of case lots only lasts through March 15th. Hurry, go to readymaderesources.com or call toll free 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com. Hurry, sale ends March 15th.
So we got a good one this time around. I promise you, you're going to like it. But until then, let's go to the phones. And Don in Wyoming. Hey, Donna, what's going on?
Kate, how are you?
I'm good, buddy. How about you?
Yeah, I'm hanging in there.
Good.
You know, one of the things I love about having 306 million lunatics in one country, Kate?
Oh, this is going to be good. What?
Well, just, you know, with instant media, every time you hear something stupid or crazy that goes on, you get to hear about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, you're in a small, dingy country with hardly any media. You ain't going to hear nothing going on and something to laugh at. Did you hear about this gal down in Key West, Florida?
Tell me. I don't know.
Not to get too dirty on you here, Kate, but she's driving down to Key West. Her ex-husband's in the passenger seat. He's steering the car. She's headed to see her boyfriend in Key West. And she's shaving.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Not arms and legs.
Oh, that is pathetic. Oh, that is bad.
The cop pulled over. I can't remember if I don't think they got in a wreck. I think they got pulled over. And the cop asked her, why is she going so fast? What she was doing? And she said, well, I got to get ready for my boyfriend because I got to go to jail next week.
Yeah,
really,
baby.
She had been convicted of DUI and driving without a license, and the county was supposed to confiscate her car in found it so that she couldn't drive again. And somehow the paperwork got all goofed up and, you know. I'm telling you, Kate, this is just, there's a lot of great normal people in this country, buddy. You just kind of, all this crazy stuff happens, and, you know.
Yeah, we live in the greatest, I say this all the time, Don, you just proved it to us. We live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, because where else can you do that, get away with it, get it reported all over the place, and give people something to laugh at and say, you got to be kidding me, what a ridiculous thing. Yep. What an idiot, another idiot.
Right, you know, so, hey, the Prius, do you heard about the Prius thing down in San Diego?
Oh, yeah, we've been talking about it, absolutely.
Yeah, and, you know, it was interesting because I'm watching this, and you know, he said he was going 90, and he couldn't turn the car off, he couldn't get the car to stop, and it was interesting because they show, you know, I was watching the whole thing, and then when the highway patrolman pulled up beside him and started yelling, you know, through the speaker or through the window or whatever, the car slowed down to 70. And then the highway patrolman got in front and did the old mod squad, you know. Remember when Luke got in front of him and hit the brakes to slow the car behind with the innocent girl? You know, they did that all the time.
Yeah.
I just thought it was the coolest thing when I was a kid. But anyway, though, and, you know, slowed this car down. And then I'm listening to this guy after, and he looked visibly shaken, but I'm starting to think maybe he just wanted another car. Maybe this is a... he was just doing this on purpose, you know, and because he said he had taken it in for the recall, and then they told him the car wasn't under the recall. And it looked like an older Prius, and I want to, you know, in fact, here's a sad thing. My best friend's in-laws, the day that they announced that, you know, they had a recall on the Prius through the brakes, they were in the Toyota store buying one of them.
they
didn't know about it, but they're good cars. Toyota's a really good car. They just got this issue right now, and unfortunately, they're stubborn and don't want to admit there's an electronic problem and fix it. And, you know, if it brings their company down, I feel sorry for them, but there's plenty of other companies to fill it up, the gap. You know what I'm saying?
And, there's a ton of them to fill it. And by the way, that guy that you're talking about, he was somebody that was in real estate. He was a real estate exec. And a weird thing, he was a big-time lottery player. He won like $55,000 or something playing the lottery and was on the California Lottery television game show and blah, blah, blah. And like you said, the car, we've talked about this, got in front of him, the Chips guys did. And he got up to, like, Don, like 98 miles an hour. And he said he almost hit the back of a big rig at one point because he was going so fast.
Yeah.
So
I'm not saying, you know, the highway patrolman said the brakes were burning, and so he probably was trying to stop it, you know, but I'm just, sometimes I just wonder if people are doing things to, you know, capitalizing on a situation.
Sure.
But especially, now, one last thing, it's amazing, Kate, this thing going on with the health care. I mean, I guess they just tortured, and the Democrats, you know, our wonderful little communist wannabes, they just booted one of their own guys out. This Mesa guy from New York.
He said
no matter what, he wasn't going to vote for it on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, vote for it. And of course, they've got to have all the Democrats on, you know, to vote for it in order to get it passed, you know, to do the runaround. And they went after their own guy. It's unbelievable to me. This is, you know, they will stop at nothing to get this passed. And you know what it's all about, Kate? It is not about health care for America. It is not about, we're going to insure 25 of the 48 million people that don't have insurance, you know. It's not about health care. All this is about power, Kate, because the Republicans have always been funded by the insurance companies. They're the biggest backers, and basically the Republicans have let the insurance companies run wild. I'll tell you what, the one thing I've been surprised, and the people I haven't heard anything from, you know, you hear comments coming from the Republicans, you hear comments coming from the Democrats about it and all the fighting going on over it. I haven't heard anything from the insurance companies. You know what I'd do if I was them, Kate? Every HMO, every insurance company, I'd all get together and just say, you know what? We're going to make it, put something in the paper, you know, every paper in the country, broadcast, whatever, and say, you know what? The day Obama signs this thing into law, your rates go up 33%, everybody. Boom. and watch what would happen, Tate. Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine all of a sudden you're paying $500 a month for insurance, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden you've got to pay $750
awful.
Just because of Obama signing? They'd have the whole country going bananas. Because remember, Tate, 6 out of 7 Americans have adequate insurance.
Right.
They may not be happy about how much they're paying for it, you know.
Right, but they have it.
Yeah, and the last thing, Kay, about it, you know, like I was talking to you about, you know, things, issues, and things that have always come, you know, people always point their finger at Washington, and always point their finger at, you know, like, for example, how much oil we waste for speeding, you know, gasoline, how much electricity we waste just leaving lights on, you know. It's the same thing with health care, Kate. People aren't taking care of themselves. I'm a perfect example of it. I ran collegiate track for 3 years at a university in the Bay Area, you know, and in fact, in 80, when I was my second year, mm-hmm. I had the 7th fastest time in the 1500 in the country. I mean, I was 3 guys away from qualifying for the Olympic team.
Mm.
Of course, they didn't go anywhere. Mm. I was 160-pound, full muscle, only 5.5% body fat. I'm double that weight now, Kate. I didn't
yeah.
take care of myself over the years. I don't
yeah.
blame anybody but myself. I ate fast food for the last 20 years, ate soda pop every meal with it, you know, and my health's gone down the dirt. You know, I'm not as healthy as I ought to be.
Sure.
And, you know, I'm not trying to be a hypocrite here and point at people, you know. All I'm just saying is, you know, the cost of health care and stuff is going up, and people have to look back upon themselves and say, whose fault is it? You know, there's people that are very healthy that get sick and get hurt, you know. I got my best friend's youngest brother, guy's been healthy as a thing. You know, he's been fighting cancer for two years, and we think by next month he'll probably be gone. It's really sad, you know. But, you know, there's people out there that are, you know, that are healthy, that get sick, and, you know, and they need health care, you know. But I bet you anything, Kate, that probably at least half of the money that goes into healthcare every year is contributed to the fact that people just don't take care of themselves. So once again, it's the same issue. Point your finger at Washington, blame the politicians or whatever, but eventually the finger ought to be pointed back at the same individual, you know? I'm sorry I'm on a roll here tonight, but, you know, I'm saying bye, you know, my company, you know, when I'm in my regular vehicle, I go, you know, just as fast as everybody else is going, probably
sure.
should be going slower to save fuel, you know, I try to keep the lights turned off, you know, sometimes I leave them on, you know, I mean, you know, but, you know, so I'm just like everybody else, I'm not trying to say I'm some saint or something like that, but, you know, live this, you know, conservative life, but my point is, Kate, is that, you know, people just need to point the finger back at them and ask themselves, am I doing the best I can to keep myself
mm-hmm.
healthy?
Yeah.
Am I the one doing the best I can to conserve things?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And if no, you're totally person, right.
If you're the type of person that just says, oh, heck, I can leave lights on. I don't care. I can leave my computer on all night long. I don't care.
You're absolutely right.
Oh.
We let you get on that roll because you were completely right about that, Don. Thanks. As he's saying, he didn't take care of himself. He let himself go. He blames himself. He accepts the responsibility, and he's right. Acceptance for, you know, whatever your lifestyle is or whatever it is that you're being a little abusive with probably could go a far ways away around the United States. Hang with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Okay, so you're sitting there listening to your favorite radio program, and all of a sudden, you hear GetTheTea.com. What the? GetTheTea.com? Then you think to yourself, I don't drink tea. Now for the truth. Many people don't drink tea, but they drink energy drinks, colas, juices from concentrates, which all carry high levels of sugar and caffeine. Sugar is a toxin. Sugar does not help you, nor does caffeine. Your colon could be clogged, causing dangerous consequences. This is why GetTheTea.com will help. Specially formulated by a PhD to remove harmful toxins from your body. Lose weight naturally and clean the system in your body and feel more energy. Order now at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. No tea works like GetTheTea.com.
We're just talking about Don's not accepting responsibility, right? You want to talk about the blame game. Andrew Young, who's a former aide to Senator John Edwards, was, oh, man, he was all about what he had to do for Edwards and how he felt so used and all the deception and all this other stuff. And then, of course, he's pumped out a book that talks about John Edwards and his affair with Ryle Hunter and all that nonsense. So he was capitalizing on it. This part I love, though. See, it doesn't matter who you are. It's all about the judge or the jury and ultimately what they think. And a North Carolina judge almost threw this guy in jail. He narrowly escaped jail time. And what is it all about? It's over the handling of this videotape that shows John Edwards supposedly in a sexual encounter with Ryle Hunter. So the Superior Court judge, this guy named Abraham Penn Jones, twice now has said that Young would be thrown behind bars for contempt. Once saying he could spend up to 75 days behind bars, but Young's attorney kept dancing around everything and dancing around that, the whole option of that, during a huge court hearing, and asked the judge to provide them with a few more days for Young to provide a full accounting of how he handled these materials that Edwards' mistress, Ryle Hunter, is trying to get back. So here's what the scoop is. We'll cut through the crap. He was an opportunist. However, he's saying John Edwards was the guy and all this stuff. He knew what was going on. He was willing to be used. Now he's using it for his profit. And he stole a tape from her house. He knew it was a sex tape. He took it. Why would he take the tape? It's her property. He went through her stuff and took the tape. So what the judge is saying is he wants him to be truthful to the court and to be thorough with the court, to tell him exactly when he had the things and where they went. So I think he has to come forward and say, yeah, I knew I would probably have a chance to write a book and really nail who I knew was this senator who was going to be my former employer. So I had to make sure I could get some evidence so it would be juicy. So I stole what I thought was the sex tape from her closet, because that's what he did. So in this courtroom proceeding, Young's wife just starts to sob uncontrollably on the bench. She's sitting there on the bench behind the attorneys with her husband. She's just crying because he's saying, you know, I'll throw you in jail, too. It's just ridiculous. I hope he has to say that. He's just a liar. He's just as bad. I mean, whatever the mistress did or whatever John Edwards did, it's not good. And they were already brought down by that exciting tabloid, the National Enquirer. But this guy was profiting. He knew exactly what was happening. And he took the tape and then some private photos as well. And it looks like what he did, supposedly what he did, was he copied things onto flash drives. So he took some of her photos and copied them. So that's what he did. He's lying. He was doing this to promote the book that he had, the tell-all book, so he could make some money on it. And this is the thing, I love this. Somebody taught him this too late in the game, though. His attorney, Andrew Young, is the guy, okay? Follow the bouncing ball. Andrew Young's attorney said the discrepancies are, they're memory lapses, and that poor Andrew Young has done everything he could to turn over the materials to the court, the tape, the photos, the documents. He's tried to do everything that he could do. But here's what I love. Ryle Hunter, which she's no saint, but she's suing him for invasion of privacy, saying that he found that tape and other things in a house that she was using. It was rented for her. It was her house she was living in. He went in and he grabbed stuff out of there. I mean, come on. Give me a break. I mean, what a mess. So, you know, who did the lying and the cheating? They all did. But he is just as complicit in this. I mean, in a way, who cares? But he's a bad boy, and I wish the judge had said, okay, you're going to spend the night in jail, a couple of nights in jail, see how you like it. Actually put them both in jail, the wife and him. I mean, because John Edwards is the worst of all of them. He lied to everyone, the American people, to rise to the level that he wanted to rise to, and that was to become the president of the United States. But that didn't happen. So, and Young is just trying to sell his book after being a willing participant to being used by John Edwards. Nasty business. We'll see. I just want to hear what he says. I want to see how he comes clean. So this is Tuesday. He has to do it on Friday. That gives him a couple of days to memorize what he's supposed to say, because I'm sure the attorneys will help him with that. I'm sure of it. Let's go to Dana, who's listening to us in Texas. Hey, Dana.
Hey, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm sick. I just wanted to call and share with you and your listeners the horrifying experience I went through today with the claim with Medicare Part B. Now, this is not the prescription Part D. This is on your Medicare coverage. You have A, and if you've paid into Medicare, blah, 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 you also get B.
Right.
E is for equipment, like canes and crutches and walkers. And in my case, it's for a nebulizer for breathing treatments.
Right.
Well, today, I was trying to get some vials refilled to use with my nebulizer. And vials of albuterol, the medicine I have to inhale when I use it. And I've been trying to get this accomplished since last Thursday or Friday. And the pharmacy went ahead and gave me a box of some vials, just a few. And guess what I found out from Medicare today? My Medicare Part D prescription provider will not pay for these because this has to do with use with equipment through Medicare Part B. So they deny it. So the pharmacist sent it through Medicare after getting the correct CPT doctor's coding for Medicare from the doctor's office, and they want me to pay $36 as my share for these vials. Now, they've never done that to me before. It's usually about $12.
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, I have to cough up over 50% of what Medicare's charge is. And I don't have that. I just spent a bunch of money on copays to get my 7 medications that I have to take daily filled for the next 3 months. And you know what the stupid Mexican supposed supervisor kid said to me? I was screaming and yelling at him. I cannot believe this. He said that he cannot help me to look at my claim, even though it's done electronically, Kate. Remember this. He won't get the claim to review it because it sounds like something's wrong. But he won't get the claim for 2 weeks. And I screamed at him, and I said, in the meantime, I die because I can't breathe. And there was no, he said, no, I didn't say that. And I said, you damn sure did. That's the essence of it. You can't help me for 2 weeks till you get the claim that's electronically filed today to find out what's wrong.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
So here I sit with some expired ones and a few the pharmacy gave me last week.
Oh.
I have all of this because of the predatory mortgage servicing company I've been dealing with since January 21st.
Right.
I mean, it just goes on and on and on. But now I don't have enough for the full 10 to 14 day treatment. I don't have the money.
What did he say to that? That they'll still...
He doesn't care. He just kept saying, I can't help you until I can see the claim. I mean, I sprained my chest yelling at him. It hurt, and I couldn't hardly even breathe when I hung up on the phone. Now, I want people to think about this. This is your good American Medicare coverage. Now, how do people think you're going to be treated and what's going to happen if Obama's crap gets passed? They are not going to think about the dangerous situations they leave patients in. They don't.
Right, it'll get worse.
Yeah, you know, and I have this from the graft versus host. That's what's in my lungs. From the transplant to treat bone marrow leukemia 9 years ago that I got from nuclear testing as the exposure to it as a teenager. And it takes 20 to 40 years for this to beat down on your body and actually give you some form of cancer. And I had chromosome damage, and that 2 chromosomes broke, and that takes a hard hit on your body, and only radiation does that. So I didn't mistreat my body to get in this shape as
right.
a caller from Wyoming. I'm one of these out here that I didn't cause this damage to my body, but I have to live with the after effects of the stem cell transplant to get a new immune system, and now I have to deal with fighting to get medicine just to breathe. Kate, this is wrong. And this jerkhead Nixon said that he can't look at my claim for 2 weeks, but they're filed electronically. Electronically means it's right there in your face.
Wow. Man, that's incredible. I mean, I'm glad you shared that story with us, and Dana, we'll make a call. I know they'll shine me off, but we'll try to see what we can do. We'll make a call about it, and I know that they'll probably say the same thing. I've heard a similar sad story from somebody just recently. Thanks for the call about a similar thing where they needed treatment, and they had been shucked off to say, well, we have to wait till that claim comes through. And she makes a brilliant point that the opposite side of that, here it wasn't her fault what happened. And if this supposedly is the best coverage you get, what if that really changes? And that's why people are so concerned about what's happening with this so-called health care reform. Hang with us.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder. What if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
What spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me.
Imagine that somebody in your family that you love very deeply is killed in a tragic accident, and there's footage of it. Nightly news has it. The local news has it. It's on YouTube. It's viral. It's everywhere. And, of course, this person that you love and care about, daughter, son, niece, nephew, grandson, granddaughter, whatever, is dead. It's dead as a result of that. Would you try to squash any kind of additional release of video? Any footage of the accident? I think it's a great fair or foul question, and it comes up here on America Tonight because the family of the SeaWorld Orlando trainer who was killed by that whale after the performance is gearing up for a huge legal showdown. They're going to try to prevent video clips of what happened from appearing online or on TV. Remember, it was the 40-year-old trainer, Dawn Bruchot, that was her name. She died after suffering a bunch of traumatic injuries and drowning when the 22-foot-long whale pulled her into the pool by her ponytail, you know, shortly after performance. So SeaWorld's cameras recorded the death, and the tapes were turned over to the sheriff's department in Orlando. And they've got the video, and they've been getting calls from people to try to get copies of the video. And I mean, and I guess it's right there in the video. The whole thing that I just described, you can see it clearly. It's not someone's cell phone or the aftermath or the clearing out of the park. It's the actual thing that happened. So the family does not want this to be released. And SeaWorld Orlando is offering to help them in any way they can to prevent the release of those images, the video. The family is saying that publicly airing that killing would only worsen their grief. And I can see that totally. Now, here's the deal. The family's been consulting with a lawyer who represented Dale Earnhardt's widow, Teresa, in a court fight over his autopsy photos. Remember, there was a big deal about that. She didn't want them released. So SeaWorld is reconsidering, even in the middle of all this, whether to use the whale that killed this woman, even. And the whale hasn't been in any of the shows since the death. So while they wrestle with this, they're also helping the family in this court injunction to stop the release, at least temporarily. And it, like I said, it is an interesting question to look at, fair or foul. I mean, is it fair game? It was videotaped. It's out there. Poof. The sheriff's department has it, and people want to see it. People want to either rubberneck it, or could it be used as a cautionary tale? But I think, to be honest, the reason it would be shown, or the reason somebody would get it, is for that rubbernecking quality. It's like when you drive by a terrible accident. I don't know why I don't have this in me. I mean, I have kind of the opposite thing. I'm not saying not something horrific, but in anything horrific, I'm not dying to slow down so I can see the grisly aftermath of an accident. It makes my stomach turn thinking of the people in that accident. But it's natural for a lot of people. I mean, it's not unnatural for a lot of people to want to see images and see things of some tragedy. So fair or foul, do you think that they have a leg to stand on here and it should be stopped, at least temporarily? I say good for them for seeking that, because it's just be awful. They know it would be all over the place. You know, you could picture this. They'd show it on a show, they could even have other trainers on, talk about what a tragedy is, whatever. I don't know, Matt, what do you think? Is it all fair game? Hey, the video cameras are there. Anybody who works there knows that they're being videotaped. That's what they do. And so it's sad and it's awful, but it's available.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the world we live in, is the viral world now, where anything happens, someone's got a cell phone camera or a video of anything, and they can literally post it anywhere. Even if a site like YouTube takes it down, there it'll be on someone else's blog. It'll be out there someplace. I mean, you can find videos of anything. When the loser died, that was out everywhere even before, you know, the news decided whether or not to play it. It was already out, and that's just what happens. People get a hold of it. Who was it? That was Erin Andrews. Her little peephole camera.
They
had thousands of lawyers trying to shut that down everywhere, and people still got copies of it.
Oh, yeah, and she said that. She was in court, and she said, you know, it makes me sick because my whole life this is out there. You can find it.
Right.
People have it. They have access. Even if you cut it off now, it doesn't matter. It's already out there.
Because it's, you know, the digital world where it's everywhere, and there's, as soon as someone puts it on a site and someone else gets a hold of it, that site will, you know, get taken down, and someone else will make a new one and put it up. So it's never going to go away.
You know, it's kind of sad in a way. It's the good, the bad, and the ugly. In some senses, when you get to see things, wow, that's awesome. We get to see this and the sharing, and this is funny, and when funny things or when people share things that you see behind the scenes that you wouldn't normally see. But because, like you said, we live in this viral world, there is always the other side of it. When something terrible happens, you'll see it over and over again.
Yeah, and I mean, back back when I was younger, there was no way to see things like that. Like, the only thing, the most, you know, gratuitous thing I remember being able to get your hands on if you wanted to was there was some line of movies called, like, Faces of Death or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And that was back in the 80s. And
right.
There was a big restriction on that and everything like that. But nowadays, I mean, literally anyone from anywhere in the world can get their hands on anything.
Yep, so having said what Matt just said, you know, those words ring true. Anybody can get their hands on anything. And when it's happy and it's or funny or clever, it's great. When it's tragic and you're, as I said, somebody related to the family member, it's a different story. Boy, it feels different. It's in a different way. It's like a lot of the images that we've seen from the whole 9/11 deal. The images that were restricted, that the argument of whether to show constantly again and again the buildings coming down, that happened weeks after 9/11, because that's all you would see every day. Just all the images of the people running through the streets, the whole thing, and people got tired of it, and there was a backlash to it. In this case, I think the family will probably be able to get that injunction. So the actual videotape of her being pulled underwater and that, which they have, will probably be stopped. I mean, how long it's stopped, I don't know. Freedom of information and all that, I don't know if they'll be able to hold that off. At least temporarily, they will be able to do it. If you remember the case of Dale Earnhardt, Teresa was successful in her fight because they didn't release those autopsy photos. In fact, you saw the accident, but you didn't really see the accident very much. Initially, when it happened, you couldn't see too much from the accident. You could tell it was a bad crash, but you didn't see that tape over and over again after a while, and never the photos. The photos you did not see. She was able to be successful in her efforts to not, she didn't want that image out there of her husband. I mean, it was terrible. He knew what he dealt with and what the racing world could hold for you. But, I mean, he was one of the beloved figures of NASCAR racing, and she did not want that to be the burning image of her husband out there. And good for her. She was, like I said, successful in her bid to do it, and maybe these people will be as well with the videotape. I'm sure up to a point they will be, but how long that lasts, I don't know. If they can really hold it off, or there'll be freedom of information, and then eventually it ends up getting exposure to the light of day where you can really see what happened there. Remember, you can always shoot me your thoughts. You know how to do it. I've said it a couple of times during this show. Send them to americatonight.net, americatonight.net.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.